The second annual JAGFest opens this weekend in the Upper Valley. It is a theater festival where audiences get to see new plays that are still in development by Black playwrights from all over the country. It's one of the big events of the year for a new Black theater company that's been drawing audiences from Western New Hampshire and Eastern Vermont. And HBR's Brita Green reports.
Is that you?
Yeah.
For real though?
It's me.
Two actors are rehearsing a scene from a new play that'll be presented this weekend. It's called The Hole, and it's set in solitary confinement in a prison.
But the wall is so thick, and ain't no windows, and it's too loud in my mind to hear someone else.
Playwright Jalen Levingston says it's inspired by the 1950s classic, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. He says there's a character in that play who feels imprisoned in his house. Levingston has been trying to put that struggle in a contemporary context.
And basically telling a community of stories around the ideas of imprisonment, both structurally, but also spiritually.
Levingston is one of four playwrights in the Upper Valley this week for the second annual JAGFest. It's essentially an incubator for plays by Black playwrights that are still works in progress. He says opportunities like this, a chance to develop with funding and community support, can be critical for artists to actually get their work in front of audiences. And he says he sees that task as particularly important now in a racially and politically polarized world.
We know statistically that things don't change by learning facts. Things change because we feel differently. And so we work in the profession of making people feel differently. So more than ever, I think it's the artist that needs to be supported in these times.
This whole festival is the brainchild of a man named Jarvis Green. He's the founder, less than 2 years ago, of a Black theater company in the Upper Valley. He says the idea came in part back in 2016. That's when Philando Castile, a young Black man, was shot and killed by a cop in a traffic stop outside of Minneapolis. Green says he looked at that story and he was left with a simple question in his mind.
What is this fear? What is this fear of Black lives and Blackness and and so part of that for me was like, I just think that the stories and the narratives that we are being fed out there like says that we are this like scary, thuggish, like threatening type people.
He thought, what if he could create a platform to help change that, to present Black characters as nuanced and fundamentally human? And beyond that, what if he could help celebrate the work of Black artists who continue to struggle to achieve the same level of financial support and visibility as their white counterparts? Still, JAG Productions is based along the Connecticut River, smack dab in the middle of two of the whitest states in the country, Vermont and New Hampshire. And Green gets this one question a lot. It's, why here? Why do Black theater here?
And I'm still kind of formulating a response to that, but I think my response right now is coming from the people that are of color, that live here, that have told me how much it means to them to have me here doing this work.
Plus, he says, why not? Why not have Black theater here in the Upper Valley? Why not have it everywhere, for that matter? Why do audiences for Black theater need to be Black? Here's Levingston again, the playwright.
It's cool to know that a predominantly white audience is interested in, you know, these radical Black stories, but also kind of being able to have a festival that's supporting the writing of radical Black stories despite whatever an audience may think in the first place.
He says he's looking forward to hearing from audience members after his reading this weekend. His play and three others will be performed Friday through Sunday in White River Junction, Vermont. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.